Go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the JC Show.
Could you give it a little bit of energy?
Welcome to the JC Show. This is intern Colton along with intern Adam Driver.
Act like you care.
Go Adam, intern. Go ahead. Tell them what we're going to talk about today.
I guess we're going to talk about which cast member on the show that we'd most like to do various things with.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you first. Who on the show here at the MRL show would you take out for lunch and just talk?
Who would I take out for lunch?
Just get to know him.
Well, first of all, I do got to bring up real quick. I got my braces off yesterday, so I have this new retainer in, and it's really hard to talk because my tongue is like fighting with it. So if I sound odd, I apologize, but none of you really care. So let's just move on. I don't know. Who do I want to eat with?
Yeah.
I don't know who I want to eat with, man. I never really thought of it like that. You didn't really even say where we were going.
No, that's for you to choose. So you pick where you want to go, you pick who you want to find out more about, and you just feel out of... For the listeners, we only come in here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we only see them for various amounts of time, but...
Yeah.
Come on, just who do you think you personally would get along with? And
so I guess that's my thing. It's like
preference.
I don't spend a lot of time with really any of the people on the show other than Nicole. I mean, we talk to Nicole constantly, but you know, not, and I mean like other than on air bits, because we do that all the time. Like,
yeah,
if we
yeah.
do something on air, we're in there for like 5 minutes, and then they go, "All right, thanks guys," you know. Get out. We're like, all right, well, we'll see you. As far as like actual deep conversation, I mean, it just doesn't really happen, you know.
Yeah.
They're busy. Like, even if they show up in the break room, like they're coming back there to grab a snack and get back to what they're doing. They don't have time to sit and ask the intern, like, so, you know, where are you from? What do you like to do? What's your favorite color? You know, because you wouldn't care anyway. We'll be gone in a couple months, and they'll get a new intern, and then they'll be intern Adam Driver, and then they'll be the new favorite, and then they'll go get ice cream or whatever we're talking about.
Oh goodness, no! We'll be the best interns they've ever had, and come soon.
You think so?
I think so.
You think we're the best ones ever?
Probably so. I guarantee we are.
I'm gonna be confident. I don't think that we're the best.
Confidence
interns
is key.
Ever.
I'll go ahead and answer that question, though, who I think I would take to lunch and just find out more.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really answer mine. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Colton.
Go ahead.
If I had to pick one person to hang out and do anything with, it would probably be Maney. But that's because he's a radio veteran, and he's been all around the country doing it, and that's what I want to do. So I think I'd have a lot to learn from him. But do I ever see that happening? No, totally not. No, he's not going to sit and hang out with me. What's he going to say to me? The other day I was talking to him a little bit. He asked me what my favorite movie was. He said, what's the last movie you saw in theaters? And I said, Deadpool 2. And he goes, neat.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Like, what was he supposed to
no,
say?
No, I probably actually, it's funny because I for some reason thought you were going to pick someone different, but I would also probably say Maney, but that's partially just because he's big on sports just like me, and when I went in there second ago to give them the Ariana Grande finished lyric sheets,
uh-huh.
He was telling me about the college of basketball and how he likes Kansas, which I'm actually kind of a fan of Kansas, so I enjoyed watching college basketball and stuff, and I've heard him talk about tennis and that, so I know that I could sit down and talk with him about sports. Whereas
about
Roy doesn't know anything about sports,
I
could sit there for about 5 minutes and try to talk about something different. But
I don't know jack about sports, man. I mean, I know enough. Let me put it to you like this. I know about every game and about how it works and all the rules and everything. I can't sit here and quote you stats and players and all that stuff. I know the team names, and I know how the game works.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going to sit there and go, ah!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You know, Ray Johnson is crazy this year. He's got a 6.1 pass ratio. I don't know.
Yeah. I like to call myself like a human stat sheet when it comes to sports.
Yeah, see, I'm that with movie quotes and lines from TV shows, man. Like, I can recall a line from a movie like nobody's business. But the now, sports are you, stats I don't have room for.
Now, are you more of a movie watcher or a television show watcher series?
I don't know. I don't even have TV anymore, man. Like, I'm mostly on Netflix. And as far as movies, it takes a lot to get me to get out of the house and go pay for a film.
It's like, got to be good. You read the reviews? Are you a person that reads the reviews before you see it?
Yeah, I will. I'll read a couple reviews, but I mean, I don't take them too much into account. Because, you know, sometimes you'll read a negative review and it's a great film, and mm-hmm. vice versa. It could be either or.
Now, is there any coming out that you're kind of wanting to go out and see?
No. Everybody told me to go see Venom. Everybody that I know was just like, oh, man, such a cool movie, dude. And I'm just
I heard
yeah.
the same thing. I never got out and saw that one either.
Never went out to see it, man. And I believe my friends when they say I should see it. But, What am I going to do, man? You know, it's not like I'm too busy to go see a film. I just don't feel like doing it. That's all it is.
I enjoy it, but I also don't want to pay $11 to go out when I can just wait for it to come through. And yeah. The beauty of having... Oh, wow, nice one.
Thank you.
The beauty of having a Fire Stick is you can watch...
Fire Stick?
Movies.
What are you, some kind of a fancy man millionaire or something?
No, we have it. We've had a Fire Stick ever since they came out. But the bad thing about that is it's kind of like rigged. So you see someone walking up in front of the theater.
Next to royalty.
Everybody has those
nowadays.
I didn't
realize that the Queen of England was sitting over here with his magical Fire Stick talking about he sees every movie. Look, man, this little studio where we do this podcast is so odd because there's no cans. Like, they don't have headphones in this room. It's just like, I can hear you because I'm sitting next to you, but if I wasn't, this would be a disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's go. All right, how about another question? You know what a tandem bike is?
I actually don't. Right. Describe it to me.
A tandem bike is a bike with... two sets of pedals and two seats and one seat.
So for two drivers, for two or two people.
Yeah, you
biking.
Never seen one of those?
Yeah,
it's
I
basically
have.
A double bike. If you had to go to the park on a tandem bike and ride up and down, like say, like a big hill, who would you want to do it with from the show?
I probably would say Lauren.
Okay.
But that's because from her, I just feel like she, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like, well, actually, her and Nicole, because I saw on Nicole's keychain, she has a fitness connection thing.
Yeah.
So she probably gets in the gym and works out from time to time, stays in shape.
I'd say that's a pretty safe bet, honestly.
And I know she played basketball.
Either Lauren or Nicole, yeah. Like, yeah, she's ran at least a couple times in her life. And
yeah.
Then, Lauren was like a
cheerleader.
Yeah, cheerleader. So they have to do fitness and conditioning. So if you had to ride up a hill with somebody on a bike,
yeah,
I'd say that's a safe bet. I would go with Roy.
Would you?
Yeah, because once me and Roy are both heavy boys. So when we got up to the top of the hill, we'd have hella momentum going down. You know what I mean, bud?
Mm-hmm.
Like picking up speed going down the other side of the hill.
Now, would you be able to slow down?
I don't care. I'll ride anywhere with Roy.
There you go.
Him and I will just disappear into the sunset, man, on that tandem bike. It really doesn't matter to me.
There
I
you
said,
go.
Brakes? What brakes? Doesn't matter. We'll just find like a lake that'll slow us down. And we'll go for a swim, you know?
Wow.
That's what men do. We get on tandem bikes together and we drive down hills and then we swim around in a lake because the brakes don't work.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. What an ending to the show. Thanks. Thank you all for listening to the JC Morning Show. I am intern Colton, along with my good buddy, intern Adam Driver.
Good buddy. That's a little strong, don't you think? How about tolerable, semi-tolerable partners? That's what we are.
Along with my toboggan friend, Adam Driver.
Yeah, thank you, Colton. We'll talk to y'all later, all right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.